We have lots of good stuff coming up, so stay right where you're at. You know what you need? A fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in one ranching publication. Seriously, folks, this newspaper is packed. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You can stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Just visit tsln.com.
You know that the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale will get underway with the Derby races this Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget Mother's Day races with live simulcasting and free admission to all moms on May 11th. The Oren Murray Permit Challenge, Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin', and more on May 16th, followed by the Horse Racing, Bucking Horses, Street Dance, and more on the 17th. It wraps up the 18th with the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride. Check it all out, ticket information, and scheduling at buckinghorsesale.com.
Ready for the longest password?
The longest password.
Yeah, during a recent password audit in California, it was found that a blonde was using the following password: Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Sacramento. When asked why she had such a long password, she said she was told that it had to have at least 8 characters and include at least 1 capital.
Well, that would qualify.
She had it covered, didn't she?
Can I top that blonde joke with another one?
Oh, let's see if you can. I don't know. Mine was pretty good.
So, it seems like they had this competition to cross the English Channel doing only the breaststroke. And the 3 women who entered the race, one was a brunette from Montana, and a redhead from North Dakota, and a blonde from Texas. After approximately 14 hours, the brunette staggered up on the shore and was declared the fastest. About 40 minutes later, the redhead crawled up on the shore and was declared second place finisher. Nearly 4 hours after that, the blonde from Texas finally came ashore and promptly collapsed in front of the worried onlookers. When the reporters asked why it took her so long to complete the race, she replied, "I don't want to sound like I'm a sore loser, but I think those other 2 girls were using their arms." Okay, I'm going to file that one away.
Okay. All right. Bran Muffins, Kathy Campy. They were 85 years old and had been married for 60 years. Though they were far from rich, they managed to get by because they watched their pennies. Though not young, they were both in very good health, largely due to the wife's insistence on healthy foods and exercise for the last 2 decades. One day, their good health didn't help when they went on a rare vacation and their plane unfortunately crashed, sending them off to heaven. They reached the pearly gates and St. Peter escorted them inside. He took them to a beautiful mansion furnished with gold and fine silks and a fully stocked kitchen and a waterfall and a master bath. A maid could be seen hanging their favorite clothes in the closet. They gasped in astonishment when he said, "Welcome to heaven. This will be your home now." The old man asked Peter how much all this was going to cost. "Why, nothing," Peter says. "Remember, this is your reward in heaven." The old man looked out the window, and right there he saw a championship golf course, finer and more green than any ever built on earth. "What are the green fees?" grumbled the old man. "This is heaven," St. Peter replied. "You can play for free every day, any time of day you want." Next, they went to the clubhouse and saw the lavish buffet lunch with every imaginable cuisine laid out before them, from seafood to steaks to exotic desserts, free-flowing beverages. "Don't even ask," St. Peter said. "This is heaven. It is all free for you to enjoy." The old man looked around and anxiously glanced at his wife. He asked, "Well, where are all the low-fat and low-cholesterol foods and the decaffeinated tea?" "That's the best part," St. Peter replied. "You can eat and drink as much as you like of whatever you like, and you will never get fat or sick. This is heaven. No gym to work out at? Not unless you want to. No testing my sugar or blood pressure or never again. All you do here is enjoy yourself." The old man glared at his wife and said, "You and your bran muffins, we could have been here 20 years ago." It's called right. Bran Muffins by Kathy Kempfe.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, the address is kimhburge@gmail.com. And we do appreciate hearing from listeners out there, wherever you're at, on one of the great radio stations that carries the program. kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for the good stuff.